7:30, this is Observer Radio News. Good evening, I'm Howie Gudetta. It's 5 degrees and raining outside our East York studios. In the news today, Montreal resident Shahib Essaguer, the man charged in the alleged Al-Qaeda-directed terrorist plot, appeared in court for the second time this morning in Toronto. Essaguer is being charged with his co-accused of Toronto. They both face several charges of terrorism. Essaguer is still in custody and was told to appear in court on May 23rd. Essaguer and his co-accused were the two men arrested Monday in what police are calling Canada's first known Al-Qaeda-directed plot. Toronto police have released a composite sketch of a man in relation to a sexual assault crime that took place in Christie Pitts Park during March. A 17-year-old girl was attacked in the park from behind and was sexually assaulted at 2 o'clock in the morning. The suspect fled the scene after the attack, police say. Police describe this man to be black, 5'7" to 5'10", 25 to 30 years old, clean-shaven with an athletic build. The suspect was wearing a dark brown or dark gray puffy jacket and was last seen wearing a hat. If anyone has information, please contact police at 416-222-TIPS. Police have arrested a man in connection to a 37-year-old murder case that took place in Burlington, Ontario on April 26, 1976. The murder was a cold case until today. Police obtained new information from witnesses that led to the arrest of Jan Goro. Goro was residing in Banff, Alberta. Alberta police arrested Goro and flew him back to Toronto, where he appeared in court today facing a second-degree murder charge. 54-year-old Donald McAlva was dead when police found him in his apartment. McAlva lost his life because he was fatally stabbed. With the rise of social media, bullying has also increased among students with Facebook and Twitter accounts. Bullying no longer ends when kids leave school. As Observer's Ali Raza reports, we take a look to see what people and organizations are doing to fight off bullying.
Parents, teachers, and counselors try to combat bullying in schools. There's also an organization at York University that helps and talks to kids about bullying and other related problems. Amadeep Singh is one of those volunteers.
So Piece by Piece is a program where we teach grade 5 about conflict resolution. Mm-hmm. And it's an 11-week program where volunteers from York will go once a week and teach strategies and listening skills that help deal with conflict. So things like negotiation, certain types of listening, expressing feelings, how to interpret data from media and how that affects them. Putting yourself in other people's shoes. So we take these activities, we take these skills and we kind of put them in activities so kids respond to that.
Another organization called Children's Peace Theater offers a range of school programs dealing with conflict resolution. Karen Emerson leads the program and believes that an understanding of people's sensitivities can prevent any form of bullying.
You know, there's bullying and there's cyberbullying, and they talk about them really as one thing because they are still the same root cause. But also with the youth, the older children that we work with, it still comes up. And again, sometimes it's just a matter of degrees. It's a matter of, you know, so-and-so said something on Facebook. And it isn't really bullying per se because it's not repetitive. And it's just a matter of people not understanding that certain things that are said can be hurtful on it.
According to these organizations, help and understanding is the key to combat bullying. Ali Raza, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In sports today, the Toronto Maple Leafs take on Tampa Bay Lightning tonight in Florida. The Leafs have only 3 more games to play this season. They have secured their playoff spot, but can achieve home ice advantage if they win their next games. The games start at 7. The National Football League will hold their draft picking event at Radio City Music Hall in Manhattan, New York on Friday. This is the NFL's annual draft pick where they meet with college stars to hopefully fulfill their dream in playing in the NFL. In tonight's entertainment, 94-year-old Alan Arbus died last Friday due to complications and congestive heart failure. Arbus was well known for his comical psychiatrist role as Sidney Friedman on the hit television show MASH. He acted on the show between 1973 and 1983. Selena Gomez had an interview this morning at Z100 Studios in Tribeca, New York to discuss her new single, Come and Get It. During the show, she revealed new information about her album and her up-and-coming world tour. Gomez also shyly reported her new celebrity crush on Ryan Gosling. And that's it today for entertainment. That's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Howie Gudetta.